Sandow.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. All hail, bow down to the King.
This was the song that rained through the start of Monday Night Raw, and it will start the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com. I'm, of course, Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
We have 3 hours of Monday Night Raw to get into. There was surprises, long main events, and people getting kicked in the face.
Lots of kicking in the face tonight. Lots of busted faces tonight.
Yeah, there's a bunch of face kicking, and people will be going to the dentist office and the plastic surgeon probably.
Yeah.
We'll get into all of that. So we had Stephanie McMahon and Triple H come out to start off this edition of Monday Night Raw with the entire roster on the stage. Well, almost on the stage. Shield was there, though.
I still didn't see the Wyatts.
They were in the back. I saw the Shield, the sheet mask.
Which side were they on?
They were on Brian's side? The left side?
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and rewatch this again, because I looked for them twice and I didn't see them, so...
It's when Orton comes out, you see the sheet mask.
Okay, I'll have to go back and rewatch it.
We'll do the John Madden replay later.
Okay.
So Triple H and Stephanie were out. They welcome everyone to this historic edition of Raw. And then it's time for everyone around the world to pay respect to one man. It was because, as Triple H said, it was the dawning of a new era. Hunter said, WWE's present meets its future when they crowned a champion of champions, which is why everyone is here tonight. Hunter then brought out the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Randy Orton. Orton came out with both belts tonight.
He did.
Jerry Lawler mentioned Orton was very unapproachable after winning last night. Orton said it's a nice feeling when your faith is rewarded, but then again the audience had no faith in him to win to begin with. Orton said the audience brought into the lie that he had been handed everything his entire career. WWE. You could see all the people standing on stage listening as Orton claimed to have accomplished more than any legend in the ring. Orton talked about the locker room, who was standing on stage growling that he is so much better than all of them. And then he said words he probably shouldn't have said.
I've got news for everyone. I'm the most powerful person standing in this ring. I am the champion of champions. I am the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And my reign will
You're
last.
An idiot.
No. Turn his mic off. You will not ruin this moment for me. This is
Randy,
my moment.
Randy, I'm not going to ruin your moment. Last night at TLC, you were the better champion. You earned it. Congratulations. But I want to remind you of something Stone Cold Steve Austin said about that championship. That championship forces you every night to put up or shut up. The way I see it, you've talked enough. So tonight, either put up or shut up.
I see what you're trying to do. I see what you're trying to do, but you will not get your rematch tonight.
Easy, big fella. I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about tonight, you facing him. Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Oh, what? Let me guess, you're scared.
No. John, I'm not scared. It's just that I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to listen to Daniel Bryan. I don't have to listen to all these idiots sitting in the stands. I don't have to listen to anybody, John Cena. Nobody.
Except us.
Listen, Stephanie, I'm trying not to lose my temper here, but he's way out of line, and you of all people, you can't possibly think that giving Daniel Bryan a title shot against me here tonight could possibly be best for business, because it's not.
You know, here's the thing, Randy, I agree with you. At this particular time, Daniel Bryan does not deserve an opportunity, a title match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
However, for reasons I can't completely understand, the WWE Universe did vote Daniel Bryan the Superstar of the Year.
And with that being said, one thing Steph and I always do is listen to the WWE Universe. And if that is a match that you would like to see, then I can't think of a better way to kick off the Champion of Champions new era. Than with a main event tonight like this. The chance for you to silence the critics that say that you can't beat this man. Tonight, in this ring, it will be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Randy Orton. One-on-one with the Superstar of the Year, Daniel Bryan.
Well, talk about a way to start off Raw, huh?
That certainly made things interesting.
John Cena giving up his title rematch for the night and putting Daniel Bryan in that spot, though that was not for the title.
Well, to be fair, they're right. You know, Daniel Bryan, at least for tonight, doesn't deserve a title shot because, well, last night he got the crap kicked out of him by the Wyatts. So that is a fair assessment, though, you know, he will more than likely earn his shot back. He will get into that later, but this was a really, really, really nice way to open Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had the acknowledgement of the title unification last night. You had John Cena be the stand-up guy and, you know, basically give up his title shot for the night to Daniel Bryan in front of the locker room, you know, basically furthering the fact that he is the face in the situation. You had Randy acting like a little bitch, and you had the Authority being the Authority. Although, if the Authority actually listened to the WWE Universe, they would let The Rock interview Bray Wyatt. Just saying.
Hashtag Rock exclusive.
Damn right.
So, in our main event, it will be Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton.
I did have to laugh at this a little bit because there's a moment where Orton comes out and, like, everybody's looking at Orton and nobody's clapping except for Booker T. Like, Booker's standing there clapping for Orton and he's kind of looking around and he does the slow clap and then he just kind of stops.
Booker T, company man. Just saying.
Like, I don't know why it made me laugh, but it's just like, oh bugger.
So our opening contest of the evening, Goldust and Cody Rhodes, in a non-title match against the people you voted for on, get this, WWE.com, Rey Mysterio and Big Show. Good match.
Very good match. Goldust was over.
Goldust was indeed over. The Big Show and Rey Mysterio won after the big splash off of his shoulders. They showed sportsmanship after the matchup once again, as they did the previous night at TLC.
Well, to be fair, it's face versus face, unless you're going to have somebody go heel at some point.
Lindsay, is your phone near you?
No.
Your phone's not near you right now?
No.
Damn, how are you going to take a selfie during the show?
Right?
Alright, so for those wondering what we're talking about, Jerry Lawler took a selfie of himself, Michael Cole, and JBL during the match.
That was just like, hey, let's completely ignore the fact that there's a wrestling match going on right now, and let's just take selfies. Because, yeah, that's, you know, totally makes sense. Like, what the hell, guys?
And they had to do it twice because he screwed up the first time.
Yeah, he didn't take the picture the first time.
And then they made fun of the app, kind of. Or Cole, you know, plugging the app often.
Lawler basically asked Cole, hey, how do I download the WWE app?
Right. So then, we get our first series of promos for next week on Monday Night Raw.
Next Monday.
This year, Christmas is canceled.
Who can save the holidays?
The world's strongest Santa.
Direct from the North Pole, the bad Santa versus the good Santa. It's the battle for Christmas. Raw. Next Monday, 8, 7 Central. Only on USA.
Bad Santa versus good Santa. That's going to be interesting.
Damien Sandow as a bad Santa is tremendous.
It is tremendous. And when, going back to the selfie thing. Yeah. Jerry Lawler did a selfie and now Regis Philbin is on Twitter. I'm not sure which is scarier. And Regis is taking selfies too. So, welcome to social media, everybody.
You know, it's kind of like, okay, I don't even really know how to react to it other than it's like, really, guys? Really? You know, it's just there's a wrestling match going on and you're taking two selfies in the middle of it. Like, I get why they did it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand why they did it. They're mocking the president.
Yeah.
That's exactly why they did it. For all of you that don't know, didn't hear, Barack Obama was taking selfies at Nelson Mandela's funeral. The McMahons are staunch Republicans. And they like to mock the president. Mm-hmm. Or really any major news story, they like to mock it. So that's why they were doing it, was the president took a selfie. He got a lot of heat for it. So they were mocking the president. That's what they were doing. But it's like, really? That's just stupid. Don't do it in the middle of a match, okay?
Yeah, that's true. But Lindsay, I have some bad news for you.
Do you have a gavel, too?
Ladies and gentlemen, bad news, Barrett.
I love this guy. Can we have some decorum, please? Over $500 million is at stake this weekend in the lottery. However, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Because none of you will be fortunate enough to win even a cent of that money. And you will be forced to return to your ramshackle homes and your miserable, lowly lifestyles. Happy holidays!
Merry Christmas! Happy holidays!
What a Grinch!
I love Bad News Barrett!
Oh, Bad News Barrett.
I know.
Anyway, moving on from Bad News Barrett, we go backstage and visit the Authority.
Kane, what do you think?
It's great. Hey, what's going on? Is this some kind of joke? Seriously, 24 hours after I faced John Cena in a brutal TLC match, you have me fighting Daniel Bryan? I won these last night. What, should I just give them back to you? What, is that my reward for winning the biggest match of my life last night? The biggest match in the history of the...
Randy, look, less than 24 hours ago, Daniel Bryan was also almost decimated by all three members of the Wyatt family. I mean, take a deep breath, okay? And think about this. We value you. We value you as the face of the company, as our champion, and as our friend. I mean, last night you made history. You are the first ever WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And with that title comes a tremendous amount of responsibility. I mean, John Cena said it right earlier tonight. It is double the work. You have to face double the competition. I mean, Randy, there's a lot more to being champion than meets the eye.
Randy, you're the man now. Top of the food chain. Everybody is gunning for you. You can't just tell them who the champion is. Every single night, you got to show them why you're the champion. And don't worry. We got your back, man.
We got your back, man. We got your back.
Randy did not have a happy.
No, Randy was not happy at all. So, yeah, we move on from an unhappy Randy Orton into someone who's looking for his road to redemption. That would be one Dawson Ziggler as he took on Fandango.
a really good, solid match. I think it was actually much better than last night. I was able to find it. Mm-hmm. And I think because they probably had more time, it was better.
They actually had less time.
Well, I don't know then. For whatever reason, it felt better.
It felt better. They had better chemistry, and the crowd was more into the matchup. Ziggler won via quick roll-up for the three count in a big victory, according to Michael Cole.
Well, Sandow won last night, so...
Fandango.
Or, I'm sorry, Fandango. Sorry. I'm looking at a picture of Sandow. My bad. But yeah, Fandango won last night, so Ziggler gets his win tonight. They trade wins, so they're even.
Which means next week on Raw, they'll probably fight again.
Probably, yeah.
Sort of what they do with Dolph Ziggler at this point. Our next contest of the evening, Big E Langston, Mark Henry taking on the real Americans.
Americans.
I enjoyed this match.
I like the chemistry between Big E and Mark Henry. I think it's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. They have some. They have really good chemistry. I like the fact that Henry's now brought a headbutt into his moveset.
Right.
I love the almost big swing Cesaro wanted to do, because that would be a huge one, but Langston broke that up, and JBL was upset about that one, because he wanted to see the Cesaro swing.
Basically, JBL is like the spirit animal of the WWE fandom, and he knows exactly what we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And he echoes our yays and our nays when it happens or it doesn't happen. Most of the time, yeah. JBL, the voice of the WWE universe, anyway.
They were really putting over the tag team division in this one. Saying how strong it is now.
There were a lot of tag team matches on Raw tonight. A lot. Like, Teddy Long was somewhere doing the Holla Holla player dance, because there was, like, nothing but tag team matches, it felt like.
Yeah. That is true. So the world's strongest team picks up the victory after the big ending to Antonio Cesaro. They had good chemistry. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well. Very, very well done. And all we need is the Undertaker. Taker's coming. Taker will be coming probably in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So, we hope.
We hope.
It's anybody's guessing game when he's actually going to show up, but here's hoping it's Rumble.
It's the Royal Rumble, probably. Still to come tonight, we have you, the WWE Universe, can vote on who teams with CM Punk to take on the Shield. Will it be the Usos, Los Matadores, or the Prime Time Players? My selection was the Los Matadores, but we'll tell you who won later. Now, it's time for our next segment for next week's Raw. This time, it's Bad Santa.
Hold on. What do you want?
I want to sit on your lap.
We don't want to have any accidents now, do we?
How can I help you?
Ew, your breath smells bad.
Well, yours isn't much better either. I know. I should have the elves bring you a toothbrush for Christmas. Let's get this over with now. What would you like me to bring you?
I would like to...
You know what? Stop. I don't care what you'd like me to bring you. You know why? Because I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. And either way, Santa thinks that all children are ungrateful wretches. So I'm not going to deliver any toys this year. On second thought, I have a better idea. This year, Christmas is canceled! Ho, ho, ho!
Will Christmas be canceled this year? It's the Bad Santa versus the Good Santa in a showdown for Yuletide supremacy. Direct from the North Pole, it's the Battle for Christmas, next Monday on Raw.
Alright, so you have Damian Sandow as Bad Santa, you had AJ Lee as the elf, and then you had Tamina Snuka just standing there, which was tremendous.
Yes. I'm kind of rooting for Bad Santa just because I want to see more of AJ as the elf.
Right.
She's kind of adorable.
Right? That was tremendous. They put the towel on his lap. Oh, that was tremendous. Then, our next contest of the evening. Tag team matches continue as Rybacksel takes on Tons of Funk? I thought they broke up last night. I guess not.
Well, if they didn't officially break up last night, which I think they just sort of had a tiff, tonight was definitely the official breakup, or it had to be.
Had to be, as Tensai was going for a tag, Brutus Clay just sort of backed off the ropes, telling Tensai to do it himself. Tensai then took a shot from Ryback, and then took the shell shock, 1, 2, 3. Ryback's wins, Brutus Clay entered the ring. Splashes Tensai twice. Woods and Truth make the save, who were at ringside doing commentary. And Brutus Clay shouted, "Stay out of my business. Y'all a bunch of haters. I'm a main event player." Yes, folks. Brutus Clay, main event player.
I'm trying not to laugh, but go on.
Comment on this first, and I'll continue.
This is kind of what you expected to see. Obviously, they're going to go ahead with the Brutus Clay heel turn. They're not going to turn Tensai, or it seems the Funkadactyls. So they are going to stay face, and obviously the feud between R-Truth or Xavier Woods with Brutus Clay is going to continue,
mm-hmm.
based on what happened after all this went down. But yeah, Brutus, honey... No. Stop calling yourself a main event player, please. Please. I love you, honey, but no. Just no. No.
So R-Truth took the microphone and told the Funkadactyls that they haven't had much to dance about lately. They haven't been happy. So he invited them to come in a ring and dance. So Truth and Woods dance with the Funkadactyls as they had some fun.
As Brutus looked on screaming no.
So basically, Woods and Xavier Woods and R-Truth stole the Funkadactyls.
Yeah, they did. So the girls look like they're going with R-Truth and Xavier Woods. Something tells me there's more brewing there.
There probably is. Up next, up came CM Punk. Punk addressed the WWE Universe at his match last night against the Shield. Punk said he's not much of a Christmas guy or believes in miracles, but not only did he not get taken out, but he beat the Shield. Punk said they'll come out here and make excuses, and he knows this is far from over, but this isn't about the Shield. Punk said as much as the Authority doesn't want to admit the Shield after him, he can't shake the feeling that a certain somebody is trying to sweep him under the rug and make him go away. Punk said he doesn't do well with authority, which he demonstrated last week when he slugged Triple H in his stupid mouth. Punk said Hunter came out here and brushed it off, and then put him in. He'll brush it off and then put him in a 16-on-1 handicap match. But since they're adults, he believes Hunter should just come out here and they'll just hash out their issues man to man, face to face. Unless Hunter is afraid of what he can do with him on the mic. Hashtag pipe bomb. So, CM Punk, wait it. You know, asked you know, crowd, should I wait some more? Got up on the top rope, did the watch thing. Come on. And then, actually, out of nowhere, came the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels. Say something.
Shawn was a nice surprise. Punk's promo was really good, and Shawn was a nice surprise.
Shawn indeed was a nice surprise. Before Michaels could speak, he basically addressed Hunter or Stephanie that he's waiting for him, and then Punk then asked Michaels if he has something to say. Michaels said he gets Punk's obsession with the Authority, But then he was interrupted by a "you sold out" chant. Shawn Michaels joked that they couldn't, you know, keep it up. They got blown up, so they should just shut up. Heel Shawn Michaels is tremendous. Tremendous. Michael said Punk needs to get over his obsession with the Authority. The note of Punk should be upset with him for super kicking him last week on Raw. Michaels then sort of, you know, stopped for a second. Punk, you know, got everything back on gear and said basically that, you know, a 15-year-old him kind of liked the fact that he got super kicked. But if Michaels decides to kick him in the face again, well, CM Punk will kick back.
Yep.
Michael said Punk needs to be more concerned about his opponents tonight, which he then brought out the Shield.
And you know they're all going, oh my god, we just got introduced by Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Shawn sort of forgot something or other, apparently. Well, he forgot his lines a little bit. But, you know, Shawn was there to, well, be the man to speak for Hunter, because he is his best friend.
Yeah, the segment was just a little awkward when Shawn came out. I mean, I love Shawn. I always love it when he shows up. But yeah, this was just a little awkward. You had Punk kind of sort of, you know, he's basically like, dude, you're Shawn Michaels. I'm just going to give you the bye.
Right, pretty much. That was kind of awesome. Now, there was something that happened as the Shield came out that I don't think many people caught. Punk said, because there was a one point, the crowd went, one more match, one more match. And Punk said, yeah, I have more matches to come, don't worry about it. But as the Shield came out, Punk looked over at Michael and said, one more match, Shawn, one more match, think about it. Because it now makes you think, Shawn versus Punk? This is where we're going to do Rack Preview early, Lindsay.
Oh, we are?
We are. Our question of the night for this Thursday night on the Rack at 11 p.m. Eastern right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Which match is more intriguing to you? Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania or CM Punk versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania? You have until Thursday to decide.
Ooh.
Say we have a preview early because that's the... So there you go. That's our preview for Thursday night. So that's our question of the night for Thursday. So, you know, get on it. Send responses to MediaWildTalkRadio.com or Twitter /WildTalkRadio. So there you go. CM Punk and, as voted on by the universe on the app, the Usos took on the Shield.
In a really nice match.
Yeah, they had a really fun, really good match. Which
Roman's... Can we just talk about Roman's eye?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Damn, that thing was nasty looking. I know it wasn't worked last night. And we all... If you didn't see the pay-per-view, basically Roman tried to spear somebody, missed, and went flying over the announce table, and his face landed on JBL's chair. At least the wheel of the chair, right on his eye. So yeah, that black eye did not look fun at all.
No, it didn't.
And well, Dean was not a happy camper, as well, he also got speared by Roman last night. Seth was the only one who was like somewhat okay. Away from that match unscathed.
Give it time, he'll be busted open next. Yeah, Dean was a little bloody. Roman still has a nasty-looking eye. But the finish came where there was a blind tag to Roman Reigns. Ambrose took the GTS. And then Reigns speared CM Punk for the victory. So Punk on his own beat the Shield, but with the partners, Punk couldn't get the job done. The numbers were too much for CM Punk tonight.
Yeah.
Good match. Really good match.
Yeah, and you also see that apparently the issues between the Shield, well, there really aren't any. Because, you know, obviously they were together. They were on point tonight. Dean was much more humble tonight. Just pointing that out. And, yeah, so looks like the S.H.I.E.L.D. might be refocusing, might be getting their groove back just a little bit.
They might just be. And at this point in time, we're having some shameless Wild Talk Radio plug.
On December 21st, join your only Excuse Me Home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, for That Christmas Show. Celebrate the Christmas season with your favorite bunch of Grinches as we give you all the weird, wacky, and unusual that Christmas can possibly bring, including trivia games, Christmas music, and of course...
Just like WWE did. Their promo for WWE 2K14 got interrupted by Bray Wyatt.
Thank you, Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt was seen pacing around, talking about the effort to take down the machine being a long and daunting process. Wyatt said Daniel Bryan is a mere peasant, and he offered to take away the pain. He looked around. You heard a Rowan talk at one point. And basically, Bray Wyatt said he finally understands what Sister Abigail wanted from him all along. Bryan vowed to make Bryan burn. And then, well, you saw him looking at the rocking chair.
As it rocked on its own. Yeah, can we just talk about the fact Rowan spoke?
Rowan spoke, yeah.
He only said liars, but Rowan talked. It's character development, people. Rowan can talk, y'all.
Yeah.
We had all three of them speak in this promo. This was tremendous. Because the whole time, he's looking off camera. And it's like, what the hell is he looking at? Mm-hmm. And then it just pans over, and it's... There's the rocking chair, rocking on its own, empty. And you were like, what the crap? That's Abigail's chair?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
It totally makes sense. Bray Wyatt's got Abigail's rocking chair, so we're starting to see, again, more character development with the Wyatts.
Yeah, the one quote from the promo was, if Daniel Bryan refuses to walk with the Reapers, he will burn with the Saints.
Yep. Which is a nice line.
So basically, what we're saying is the spirit of Sister Abigail... Lives through the chair?
Lives through the Wyatts.
Lives through
the
Wyatts.
Let's put it like that.
Lives through
basically, Abigail at this point seems to be all in Bray Wyatt's head, but all three of them see her.
Pretty much. Our next contest of the evening, it was the Divas Champion AJ Lee, Tamina Snuka, and Alicia Fox taking on Natty, Brie, and Nikki Bella, 6 Diva tag team match action. Good match. I enjoyed this one.
This is a very enjoyable match. Very well done. Bravo to all 6 ladies. Nikki, you can pick your face up in the second row.
Yeah, so basically what happened was the following. She had Alicia Fox, or no, AJ up on her shoulders. And then Tamina came in. And gave her a nasty super kick to the face. And it sort of reminded me of, well, this.
15, 64, 50, 80, 90, hike, hike!
Hey, you guys.
Oh, my no! Marcia.
Yeah.
Yes, folks.
Yeah, that's kind of pretty much.
Yes, we had a Brady Bunch reference here on the show tonight. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. So, Team AJ was able to pick up the victory, and yes, her face did get smashed in. There's pictures on Twitter and Instagram of her towel with blood on it.
Yeah, Nikki got busted open, or her nose got busted, because she wouldn't pull her hands down, so I had a really funny feeling that she had a bloody nose, because and possibly a bad one, because she was not pulling her hands down for anything.
They try to get her, like, even during the pinfall, she kept her face covered.
Yeah, so, yeah, Nikki got busted open, so props to Nikki. I hope they were able to stop the bleeding and she didn't get her nose broken or anything, because that would suck.
Mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels tweeted the following, "Nothing like a last-minute phone call. However, it's always nice to see everybody." You could tell, because they were in Texas, that they called him probably right before the show. "Hey, Shawn, come down. Because you could tell what he was wearing. He was hunting all day.
Yep. Pretty much. He was out in the deer blind all day. And then Shawn just came down to do Raw.
Came down to do Raw, the promo, got in his car. Because he did say, "I have a car waiting."
Yep.
So he probably came, did the promo, and left. That's Shawn Michaels for you.
That's Shawn Michaels.
He's the showstopper. Now, once again, we had bad Santa. Now we have good Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa!
Well, Merry Christmas. Well, look who we have here! Come sit on Santa's lap, little boy. Have you been a good boy? What's wrong? I know. What do you want for Christmas?
I don't want it to be canceled.
To be canceled? Who would say such a thing?
I heard that a bad Santa was going to cancel Christmas.
Oh, well, I'm the good Santa, not the bad Santa. I'm the world's strongest Santa. And this is going to be the merriest, merriest Christmas of them all. And you know why? Because that's what Santa does. Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, that should be fun next week on Monday Night Raw.
This is going to get interesting.
It is. Backstage at this point, we have Renee Young talking with the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Randy Orton. She tried to congratulate Orton, but he's tired of hearing that word. Orton asked when the authority listens to the audience, calling it, you know, the buzzword around here. Orton told everyone in the arena, locker room, and the WWE Universe to bend over and kiss his ass.
Stay classy, Randy. Stay classy.
So there you go. Pucker up, everybody. Which now leads us to what's happening on SmackDown this Friday in tag team action. In non-title action, it will be Cody Rhodes and Goldust taking on Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, the Wyatt family.
Ooh!
But then our main event now, Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan in a fantastic match.
Oh god, this was wonderful.
Great stuff. Great stuff between both men.
They did a really nice job of putting together another fantastic match where basically Bryan's trying to prove himself, Randy's trying to prove himself, and well, Randy got either a tooth knocked loose, or he got knocked out. I think it just got knocked loose.
Something. He kept checking his mouth. It was bleeding a little bit. Bryan landed on his shoulder harder because Orton blocked the dive, showing that they actually know each other by now. Really good match. Really good near falls between both men. Counters to moves. Fantastic stuff. You almost felt Bryan was about to win, and then low blow.
A hard low blow, too.
A hard low blow for Daniel Bryan by Randy Orton. Bryan wins by disqualification. The commentary was like, that's pathetic. They were not happy with it after a good match. You were expecting it. The match went 25 minutes, which is pay-per-view quality.
Yeah, oh yeah, this was easily pay-per-view quality, and I'm with LeMans. I'm happy that they gave it time. It allowed them to put on a really nice showing. The fact that Orton, it proves that once again, Orton cannot straight up be beat Daniel Bryan.
Correct.
That Orton knew he was about to get beat, so he did the only thing he could do. He low-blowed Bryan blatantly in front of the referee to get out of the match.
Correct. Out came John Cena to make the save. He got wearing out of the ring. Orton came back, hit the RKO out of nowhere, and he stood tall over both Daniel Bryan and John Cena. Could we be looking at a three-way at the Royal Rumble?
Honestly, I hope not. I really, truly don't want to see a three-way between John Cena and Daniel Bryan. I was actually a little disappointed that after Orton did the low blow that Cena came down. I mean, I get why he did it. He was trying to defend Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get that. I totally get that. But it's something of, you know, Cena didn't need to come down. Bryan doesn't need anybody to stand up for him. He doesn't need anybody to protect him. It's like, you know, okay, Cena, where the hell were you when he was getting his butt kicked by the Wyatts last night? Or where have you been the last couple weeks where he's been getting his butt kicked by the Wyatts?
All right, how about this? Do we get John Cena versus Daniel Bryan at the start of the new year for the number one contendership?
He could be.
So many possibilities coming out of that. Lindsay was also expecting more Wyatts, and there were no more Wyatts.
There was not enough Wyatt on this show.
No.
I need my Brayfix, and that was not enough.
Another tease. Just another tease to throw out there from Paul Heyman. I had a fascinating conversation today with Brock Lesnar regarding the new WWE World Champion, Randy Orton.
Kane Kitten's Corner. Yeah, that was a very interesting tweet. So could we see something going on with Brock Lesnar here soon? I mean, obviously we know there's only a couple weeks left in the year. They're not going to push any major storylines before the new year, especially since they're pre-taping next week. Or no, they're pre-taping this week.
They're pre-taping everything for next week, this week.
Yeah, so they're actually probably filming next week's Raw right now.
Tomorrow. They're doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, that's right, sorry. Yeah. So yeah, so we know that we're not going to get anything big in the next couple weeks. Next week is obviously the Christmas episode, so it's going to be, again, it's just going to be a fun show where they're going to throw stuff together. Storylines aren't going to necessarily get pushed. So beginning in the new year, things could get very, very interesting. Although next week, or tomorrow, they're in Austin, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
You know, WWE, you could make it a very Merry Christmas and call a certain dead man in and have him drive in. Just pointing that out.
Yeah, that could happen. Probably not, but Taker.
Probably not, but, you know, I can dream, can't
she,
I?
She can dream for her Taker claws all night long.
Yep.
So that will do it for another edition of the Raw Post Show. First off, we won't be here next Monday night. Just throwing that out there. There will be no Raw Post Show next Monday.
No, because Lindsay will be on her way home.
Yes, or you'll be home already.
I will be home, yes. Basically, I don't think there's any shows next week after Sunday.
So, yeah, we're taking... All right, here's the deal. Well, technically there's a show. From Sunday night, there will be no live programming starting next Monday till the following Saturday. But don't worry, we have you all covered. Got plenty of stuff to get to. Which starts with the Rack this Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern. That's your cue.
Oh, yes. So, submit your questions. It's Ask the Rack, the Christmas, in quotations, episode. Though you can ask us whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Make sure you get those submissions in by Friday, because we will be talking a whole bunch of stuff wrestling related. and we're taping it over the weekend. And also Thursday, tune in for the regular show where, well, we're going to be talking Impact. We're going to be talking TLC. We've got our question of the night, which is, who would you rather see? Shawn Michaels versus CM Punk or Shawn Michaels versus Daniel Bryan? Have to think about that and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Happy?
Yes. Kane Kiddens?
No.
No, you don't get Saturday off.
She'll be back home by Saturday.
Yeah, I don't leave till I leave Sunday, or I leave Monday morning, and I'll be home by Monday, and then I come back Friday night. So Saturday night, you do not get off either week. You're screwed for 2 weeks still. Just pointing that out.
Friday afternoon, it is The Rock Extra Total Divas as we will review the final episode of Season 1 of Total Divas. You want to check that out Friday afternoon on Rock Radio Show and Wild Talk Radio .com. Saturday night, this Saturday, That Christmas Show, the weird, the wacky, the unusual Christmas episode, That Christmas Show, live midnight-ish for CB Radio. WTR Sunday live 10 p.m. Eastern with Mason Omega as the producer will be watching football. So that does it. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LINSWRD. You can go to the website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. If you go to the Contact Us section, there is a link to my Redbubble store where you can buy versions of my artwork, or at least selected versions. So please go check that out. If you like any of it, please purchase it because it supports me, which is always helpful. Also, visit CassidyRiley.net for all your Cassidy Riley needs and listen to The Rack and The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Also, check out RackRadioShow.com, and they can buy the official t-shirt where?
ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow. So now you got the schedule. So the Christmas episode, we're taping it on Friday or Saturday, something like that. I can't remember which. But send your questions by Friday night. Christmas-related, weird-related, whatever you want, we will answer them. But, you know, snarky gets snarky back. Just pointing that one out, Kinkins. Yeah, so that will air sometime Christmas week. All right. We'll film you all more in on Thursday night. So, for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sarakin. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rackin' all week long right here along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by PW Mania and Mem Lane Promo at .com. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.